Bellatrix was still fighting too, 50 yards away from Voldemort, and like her master, she dueled three at once, Hermione, Ginny, and Luna, all battling their hardest. But Bellatrix was equal to them, and Harry's attention was diverted as a killing curse shot so close to Ginny that she missed death by an inch. He changed course, running at Bellatrix rather than Voldemort, but before he had gone a few steps, he was knocked sideways.
"Not my daughter, you bitch!"
Mrs. Weasley threw off her cloak as she ran, freeing her arms. Bellatrix spun on the spot, roaring with laughter at the sight of her new challenger.
"Out of my way!"
shouted Mrs. Weasley to the three girls, and with a swipe of her wand, she began to duel. Harry watched with terror and elation as Molly Weasley's wand slashed and twirled, and Bellatrix Lestrange's smile faltered and became a snarl. Jets of light flew from both wands. The floor around the witch's feet became hot and cracked. Both women were fighting to kill.
"No!"
Mrs. Weasley cried as a few students ran forward, trying to come to her aid.
"Get back! Get back! She is mine!"
Hundreds of people now lined the walls watching the two fights, Voldemort and his three opponents, Bellatrix and Molly. And Harry stood invisible, torn between both, wanting to attack and yet to protect, unable to be sure that he would not hit the innocent.
"What will happen to your children when I've killed you?"
taunted Bellatrix, as mad as her master, capering as Molly's curses danced around her.
"When Mummy's gone the same way as Freddy, you will never touch our children again,"
screamed Mrs. Weasley. Bellatrix laughed, the same exhilarated laugh her cousin Sirius had given as he toppled backward through the veil, and suddenly Harry knew what was going to happen before it did. Molly's curse soared beneath Bellatrix's outstretched arm and hit her squarely in the chest, directly over her heart. Bellatrix's gloating smile froze. Her eyes seemed to bulge. For the tiniest space of time, she knew what had happened. And then she toppled, and the watching crowd roared, and Voldemort screamed. Harry felt as though he turned in slow motion. He saw McGonagall, Kingsley, and Slughorn blasted backward, flailing and writhing through the air, as Voldemort's fury at the fall of his last best lieutenant exploded with the force of a bomb. Voldemort raised his wand and directed it at Molly Weasley.
"Protego!"
roared Harry, and the shield charm expanded in the middle of the hall, and Voldemort stared around for the source as Harry pulled off the invisibility cloak at last. The yell of shock, the cheers, the screams on every side of
"Harry! He's alive!"
were stifled at once. The crowd was afraid, and silence fell abruptly and completely as Voldemort and Harry looked at each other and began, at the same moment, to circle each other.
"I don't want anyone else to try to help," Harry said loudly,
and in the total silence his voice carried like a trumpet call.
"It's got to be like this. It's got to be me."
Voldemort hissed.
"Potter doesn't mean that,"
he said, his red eyes wide.
"That isn't how he works, is it? Who are you going to use as a shield today, Potter?"
"Nobody," said Harry simply. "There are no more Horcruxes. It's just you and me. Neither can live while the other survives, and one of us is about to leave for good."
"One of us,"
jeered Voldemort, and his whole body was taut, and his red eyes stared, a snake that was about to strike.
"You think it will be you, do you? The boy who has survived by accident? And because Dumbledore was pulling the strings?"
"Accident, was it? When my mother died to save me?" asked Harry.
They were still moving sideways, both of them in that perfect circle, maintaining the same distance from each other. And for Harry, no face existed but Voldemort's.
"Accident? When I decided to fight in that graveyard? Accident? That I didn't defend myself tonight and still survived and returned to fight again?"